Innisfail. The invasive Prussian carp swarming in the languid waters of Dodds Lake this summer is about to meet its match for territorial supremacy. The tiger trout will be on the hunt. They're very, very aggressive, these tigers, and they'll eat anything, noted Cown. Don Harrison during Innisfail Town Council's regular meeting on March 13. Council was asked to approve a motion to allow the Innisfail Lions Club to stock Dodds Lake on the May long weekend with just over 500 trout that are about 8 to 12 inches in length. For the first time, the service club asked and received a 5-year agreement, ending in 2028. I don't have to keep going back to council this way, said Bob McKinney, the treasurer of the service club. Council unanimously approved the motion. It's the third consecutive year council has agreed to have Dodds Lake stocked with 300 rainbow trout. However, while there still will be rainbow trout added this year, the popular sporting fish will be joined by 200 tiger trout, a sterile hybrid of brown and brook trout that have been stocked in provincial lakes since 2015 by Alberta Environment and Parks. Bob Leaney, past president of the Innisfail Fish and Game Association, IFGA, said discussions with officials at the Ravenbrood Trout Station, the oldest existing provincial trout hatchery in Alberta, led to the idea about enlisting tiger trout to control the invasive Prussian carp, a silvery brown-bodied fish that resembles a wild goldfish and proven to be a popular and tasty catch for some Dodds Lake anglers. They, tiger trout, are relatively a new species. They're quite aggressive and will go after the young fish. They co-inhabit with other trout in many lakes in central Alberta, said Leaney, adding he believes the rainbow trout will be just fine alongside the tigers. The two trout we're putting in there are closer in size. It's not going to be a bother between those two species, said Leaney, who is also the IFGA's fishing chair. These, tiger, trout are really going to go after the minnows and the really young fish that are breeding. Meanwhile, with increased sport fish being put into Dodds Lake this year, including the 200 new tiger trout, they will no doubt attract even more anglers. Dodds Lake has experienced congestion issues over the past two recreational seasons, and the town is planning large-scale redevelopment for the existing parking and dock areas. However, significant redevelopment won't happen until the town receives some grant help from either the provincial or federal governments. But the recent announcement that IFGA is spearheading a new and larger dock project west of the existing facility could help with some of the congestion along the shoreline, especially for anglers hoping to catch a rainbow or a tiger. I think having an extra dock, giving people a little more space and to launch their boats to get out on that water and not having to get stuck on the shoreline is going to be just awesome for everybody, said Leaney. The new 45-foot L-shaped dock is scheduled to be installed this spring, 65 feet west of the existing facility.